You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report, NCAA Digital, March Madness Men's Basketball Top 25 Reaction. I'm Andy Katz. Listen, this is our last one of the regular season. Conference tournaments have already started with a lot of the one-bid leagues. They start everywhere else, beginning really tomorrow. ACC gets going, and then everyone just starts filing through on Wednesday through to Selection Sunday. So we are here. I believe there are top 25s, maybe one at the end of the tournament. But for this purpose, this is the last one we will do of this season. So, who ends the regular season as the number one team in the country? Houston. And I agree. They did what they were supposed to do, which was beat Memphis on the road, thrilling fashion, get the last shot, deny Memphis a chance for that big-time win that it desperately needed. So, the Tigers whiffing twice on trying to knock off Houston. I agree, UCLA at two. Kansas, again, here you can go. They lost to Texas, but I think they're right up there. Same with Alabama and Purdue. I like the Marquette pick. I had Marquette up high. Same with Texas and Arizona. And then Gonzaga, Baylor, UConn, K-State, Virginia. Now I'm back on with them. Miami won the ACC. Xavier, I saw in person. Whoa, they were phenomenal. St. Mary's. Lost to Gonzaga. The two of them will play Monday night in the semis. We'll see if they meet Tuesday in the final out in Las Vegas. Tennessee. I got a problem with Tennessee being at 17. They have struggled. They lost to Kai Ziegler. They are not the same team. I would have A&M in front of them, as you see there. Indiana, like it. San Diego State, Duke, agree. TCU, yes. Kentucky, yes. Creighton, Missouri. A team that I had from the Big Ten that I would maybe think about putting in there is Michigan State. Michigan State playing very well this last week. They had that complete collapse against Iowa, but they have definitely recovered. And they're going to be a major factor getting that double bye in the Big Ten tournament and going forward. So the Houston Cougars, the number one team in the country. They will be a number one seed. The question now, as we go into Selection Sunday, Champ Week, I still believe Kansas will be a one. I believe Alabama will be a one. Can UCLA knock Purdue off the one line? Does Purdue lose its first game in Chicago on Friday? And does UCLA win out, beating Arizona maybe a third time? I could see that happening. But let me throw this at you. Would UCLA rather be the two in the West to Houston than being the one in New York? And the two is in, that West is in Las Vegas. I'm going to say, as much as everyone loves being the one seed, I think UCLA would rather be the two in Las Vegas than the one in New York. Just think about that one for a minute. All right, so as you see, drop your questions. By the way, I want to get to our team and player of the week before I get too much ahead of myself. Our team of the week for the last week of the regular season, as you see on your screen there, Penn State. How do you get in the NCAA tournament? You earn your way in, and Penn State did that, okay, with a 68-65 win at Northwestern. At the buzzer, Cam Winner hit the shot there. Then they had to come from a double-digit deficit down at home to beat Maryland 65-64. Tremendous for Penn State. They get a bye in the Big Ten tournament. I think they're going to get into the NCAA tournament, and they are a team that's going to be a factor. No question about it. They're going to definitely be trouble. Because I think they're going to get in, and they got scores, and they can defend, and they rebound. So don't worry about it. For player of the week, Jaime Jaquez, 26-7 against Arizona State, 22-10 against Arizona. As I just mentioned, UCLA won the games it needed to win to be in position to potentially get a one seed. They have been overall the best team in the Pac-12. All right. But these things are flying through. Before we talk about some conference tournaments, I'm going to go to our chat here. So, AB, UCLA is the safest bet for an early exit among teams two seed or higher. I completely disagree with you, AB. Completely. First off, they defend. They have scores. They're old. I got them, to be honest, I think UCLA is going to win the whole thing. I picked them at the beginning of the season, and I'm sticking with them. Bam. You guys heard it here first, right here. Marquette deserves top five. I agree, Kevin Druck. How is Virginia ahead of Miami still? Again, I agree. I had Miami top 10. There's no reason Tennessee should be above A&M, BVB. I agree. Kansas overrated? Eh. Really good at home. Think about this, Maine. Maine asking about Kansas. Here's the deal. Number one, Big 12 tournaments in Kansas City. Number two, if they get the one seed in the Midwest and they get out of the first round in Des Moines, which I think they will, Kansas City. They got a nice path to get back to the Final Four. Matt Cash, thoughts on Duke being fully healthy. My thoughts are they're going to be a sleeper as a six seed, maybe a five, and they could easily get to the Sweet 16. I like this Duke team the way they're playing right now. You know, Bama loss, I don't know. Maybe that's why. Big 12 is better than the SEC. Texas, losing to Texas is a better loss than Bama losing to A&M. As of now, Ryan wants to know, who are my first four out? As of now, I got probably Wisconsin, Michigan, Carolina, and either Oklahoma State or Utah State. Utah State may be in. Might be Nevada. Can Texas be one seed if they win the Big 12? So that's an interesting question. Yes. If Kansas loses early, I think. Kansas just has so many quad one wins. Bolt says Marquette's overrated. I disagree with you. Fratel says San Diego State can get to a four if they win the – or can they? No. Will Marquette be a two seed, Jonah? Yes. I think so. BBN Ronnie, how's Reeves not player of the week? He had a great game. It's all about the week. And I liked what UCLA did in terms of, I know they were at home and Kentucky won at Arkansas and Reeves played great. And I agree with you, Wolfgang. Kentucky is a dark horse because here's the thing. They're going to be seeded to their resume, not to their talent. That other question was about Gonzaga, and Gonzaga can't get a two. I don't see so. All right, let's look at tickets that have been punched. We'll get back to some questions here momentarily. Florida, Fairleigh Dickinson. So here's what's interesting. That tournament's not over, the NEC. But they're the highest remaining team left. And so they get the bid. And look, everyone gets all fired up. This was last year at Bellarmine. This year now it's Merrimack. You know, you don't like the rule, change the rule. I can't stand this stuff where, oh, it's not fair. Okay, it's not fair in March. The rule is it's a 4-year transition up to Division I. If you don't like that rule, membership, okay, that's who creates the rules, not the people in Indianapolis. Gonna keep hammering this. If you don't like the rule, get the membership together and change it. But that's the rule. No one would be saying boo if Merrimack finished eighth or last year Bellarmine finished eighth. That's the rule. So that's why FDU's in. Southeast Missouri won the OVC. Remember, Moorhead was the favorite. Kennesaw State winning the A-Sun. Liberty was the favorite. So already some favorites. In the Big South, Asheville's in. And Drake. Now, Drake was the best team overall, but Bradley beat Drake last Sunday, Court Storm, in Peoria for the regular season title, first in 27 years for Bradley. Flipped the script. Week later in St. Louis, Drake crushes Bradley. So Bradley will go to the NIT. But Tucker DeVries playing for his dad, Darren, leading the Drake Bulldogs. They are going to be dangerous as a 12-13. Let's get back to the questions. Carolina should not make the tournament. Hasta la muerta. And the odds are against them right now. One quad one win. That was over Virginia. What seed would A&M currently get in the tournament? I think they're more like a five. The non-con did not help them. Would UConn be one seed if they win the Big East tournament? No. Too many losses. I think UConn could get onto that three line. What seed would Miami be if they win the ACC tournament? I still think they're a four. I guess maybe they could be a three, but I think four. Clemson on the outside looking in. Is it ACC champ or bust for them? No, because the back, those last four spots are going to be really fluid this week. I will say this on Clemson. I think if they get in, they will be in Dayton. I would say Rutgers right now is in Dayton. Auburn should be in the top 25. No. did lose to Alabama. Out of the teams ranked outside the top 10, who has the best chance of winning the whole thing? All right, so now I will look at this question. Okay. Here are teams that could win the whole thing outside of the top 10. Miami. Indiana. I wouldn't rule out Duke and Kentucky or even Creighton. There you go. Is UK a five seed to win the SEC tournament? Sure. Creighton, I just said, Kyle, they have a great shot to go pretty far. Kalkbrenner was just named defensive player of the year in the Big East. Any chance Mizzou can get into a 6-7 seed if they win the SEC? Yes. Why is Baylor above K-State? I think that's an overall deal there on the top 25. Can Memphis make the tournament? So, Patrick, I got some flack from Memphis fans. I did not have them in my Power 36. I debated that. Look, unbelievable game against Houston, but they didn't win it. I think they are squarely on the bubble right now. Probably, I mean, I'm doing this off the top of my head. They're either in Dayton or they're out. They're somewhere right there. Probably right now in Dayton, because I think we had them as an 11 last week, or when was that? That was on March 1st. We had Memphis as the 11 just above the line of first four. So I would probably put them in the first four at this point. Most overrated team in the top 25 is the question from Sock Dog. You know, I think it's Tennessee. It's not really fair, but it's probably Tennessee because of their injuries. They have never been a good offensive team this season. So I would say Tennessee. Is the SEC tournament wide open? I wouldn't say it's wide open, but I could see probably four or five schools winning it. If that's your definition of wide open, then sure. What's West Virginia's ceiling? They could be a Sweet 16 team. Why is Kansas 3 when they lost by 15? It was a road game at Texas, and it's the Big 12. Can't wait for Houston to join the Big 12. Let's see how they do. Listen, this Big 12 team would do – I mean, this Houston team would do well in the Big 12. I think it's structured for the Big 12. And they now have a really good home court. Does Arizona have a chance for one? No, they do not. Iowa State or Iowa going further in this tournament? Iowa's a better scoring team, so I will I would say that, yes. All right. First of all, let's go to our conference championship. So Southern Sun Belt, March 6th, that's tonight. March 7th, Tuesday. Colonial, Horizon. We already know FDU is going from the Northeast. Summit, WCC. So a couple of these. First of all, the most intriguing in that list, hold on, is the Colonial, because Hofstra is the favorite now. Charleston has a slim chance to get in without winning it, but we'll see. And then, of course, WCC, is there a third team that comes through the semis to knock off either Gonzaga or St. Mary's? If it's a Gonzaga-St. Mary's final, obviously both are in, high seeds. Summit, Oral Roberts. I don't think Oral Roberts can get in without winning it. But if they get in, they can win games. Big Sky, we already saw an upset in Northern Arizona, took out Eastern Washington. Patriot, Colgate would be dangerous. Saturday, got the America East. We'll see if it ends up being Vermont Lowell. ACC, my pick is Miami or Duke. Big 12, I'm going to pick either Kansas or Baylor. Other on Saturday, Big East, I'm going UConn. Big West, I'll go Santa Barbara, Mac, Iona, Mac with 1A. I will go Toledo, Mountain West. I'm going to still stick with San Diego State. Pac-12, I'm going to go with UCLA, WAC, Utah Valley. MEAC would be Howard, SWAC, Alcorn State. These are my predictions, by the way. American, I say Houston still wins it. A-10, I think VCU wins it and gets the bid. Now, I hear from a lot of VCU people, can VCU get in without winning the A-10? Again, they are talented enough to win games in the NCAA tournament, but you got to judge the body of work, and they just didn't have it. That's a problem. Big Ten. This is going to be wild. You know, I want to lean Purdue, but I could definitely see Michigan State winning this tournament. Indiana's just playing well. I think Indiana has the most talent, but I don't know if they're playing well enough to win it. So I would lean either Purdue or Michigan State, who, by the way, would play in the semis on Saturday. Ivy, by the way, the Ivy, I'm really disappointed that they continue to harp on this four-team playoff, because, they had no playoff, and it was the champ. So every game mattered in the regular season. Then you go to a playoff. And what we've seen, and I'm going to just use Brown. Brown has now lost three tiebreakers to miss the tournament three times. And you say, oh, well, Brown should win one more game. But you're losing tiebreakers after tiebreaker after tiebreaker, and your season's over. It should either be all eight. It's one more day, one more opportunity for all student-athletes. The Ivy League is supposed to be about student-athlete welfare and student-athlete competition. Why not give every student-athlete a chance to play in the NCAA tournament with one more game? I think that's what they should do. And by the way, it would help ticket sales, because everyone would know they could at least go for that, at least that one day. SEC in Nashville. I like Kentucky. I think Kentucky's going to win it. So there you go. And those are, by the way, those March 12th ones, those are Sundays. All right. Couple other quick questions. Appreciate everyone's time. Ooh, we got some. We're going to fire out. Get through these questions here. Can Illinois get higher than a 7? I say no. We answered the Iowa question. Does Dennis Gates get SEC Coach of the Year? Let me think for 1 second, and I will say yes. I think he does. If Duke wins the ACC tournament, can they get a 2? No. I think they could get a 4. Because right now they're not in the top 4. Best team outside the top 25 that should be ranked. I like Michigan State. I said that. What seed would Kentucky be if they win the SEC tournament? I think they could definitely be on the 4 line. Because remember, Kentucky did not win like enough quality non-con games. You know, unfortunately, Michigan, they're out right now. Yes, the Cajuns need to win the Sun Belt to get in. What is Michigan State's tourney ceiling? I'm going to tell you right now, there is no question that Michigan State could get to the Final Four. It's not crazy. Tyson Walker, A.J. Hogarth, Jaden Akins, as good a combo of three wing guards as there are in the country. Malik Hall, he's a tweener, experienced. Joey Hauser, as long as he stays in his lane, he will help. Matty Sissoko, just go up, rebound, dunk, do your thing. And they're experienced, and it's Tom Izzo. So, no question. Does St. John's pose a threat in the Big East? I don't think so. Villanova could, at least I thought that, and then they got throttled by UConn. So, I'm not feeling that as much. Seton Hall, actually, you're looking for a dark horse in the Big East tournament? Could be Seton Hall. Sheehan always got them playing well. Hey, Chance K, big thank you to you for recognizing what we're doing every week. He says, big shout out to Big Cats doing these week to week. I appreciate that. And you know what? We're not done. We're definitely going to do our bracket on Selection Sunday. So appreciate everyone. I will be at the Big Ten tournament this week on the Big Ten Network in Chicago beginning Wednesday night. We got a crazy Wisconsin, Ohio State in a 12-13 game. Wild that those two brand names are playing in a 12-13. It's going to be a really wide open tournament in Chicago among many of these tournaments being wide open this week. And I will say this again. I don't know what the lines will be and all that, but we're going to have a ton of seed upsets in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, do we term them upsets? If a 10 beats a 7, an 11 beats a 6, and these 10s and 11s are going to be from Power Six conferences. So are we terming those upsets? I don't know. You know, and then you get the next round, 6-3, and all that. The seeds are not going to matter. They're going to matter just for bracketing, but not in terms of the competitive equity of this tournament. So should be a wild affair. We're going to be wrong. I'm going to just tell you this right now. We're all going to be wrong. Brackets are going to be just burned because nobody's going perfect. Very few are going to get a high percentage. I just feel it. Anyway, appreciate everyone. Stay safe. Be healthy. Thanks for listening to me rant and rave here and go on for about 25 minutes or so. Be well and join us on Selection Sunday.